I'm Chris.
I'm Sandy.
And this is Parenting Autism. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 120 of the Parenting Autism Podcast. We hope you had a great week last week, and it's Sunday right now for us, and we're looking forward to this week ahead. We got a lot going on this week, and we hope we bring encouragement to our listeners all over the world now. And, you know, we're all kind of part of our own clan, I guess you could say. Like, we have our own people.
We have our own people.
And that's why we're on here. Talk to our people.
There you go. Interesting enough saying that. You always give me these little segues. But this past Friday, yes, we were in SeaWorld because Bryce had a Special Olympics basketball event the next morning in that area, in Orlando area. So we went up the day before, and he is into the water splash pads now. And so we took him over to, in the SeaWorld park, they have like a Sesame Street little splash pad area. And for Bryce, it was perfect. He wanted to run in that. But he almost collided with another child and fell and scraped his knee up pretty good.
And his foot.
And his foot. He got the top of his foot. And he got his knee.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I knew when he went down that, ooh, we'll see how this goes. And when he got up, of course, water's hitting on it, but he couldn't. I could see it was pink, but it wasn't like pouring blood. So that was good. Yeah, yeah. A little pink because a layer of skin obviously had come off. And he hopped over to me, and then I kind of told him, you know, it's okay. You're going to be good. It's just, yep, a little skin came off. We'll get you a Band-Aid. And you weren't with us at that time, so I kind of got him. I didn't want him to get really upset about it because I know how that can be. So anyway, he went and he played a little bit longer, but I could tell he's kind of done. And it worked out well because we were planning on going to the orca encounter, which was right there. But my point would be to what you were saying is this little boy wearing headphones also, like Bryce wears his headphones at SeaWorld, came over with his mom. And his mom said he just wanted to check on him and make sure he's okay.
Aww.
And I think he probably identified Bryce as one of his peers that has something in common because they were both wearing headphones because they're sensitive to sound, right? Mm-hmm. And so he came over and then I said, yeah, he'll be okay. Thank you so much for checking on him. And it was super sweet. And then we got up and we were starting to leave the park and I saw them again. And so I asked him then what his name was and how old he was. And then he asked Bryce if he plays Roblox. So there was their a second thing they had in common. And then Bryce asked him right away, yes, what's your username? And it was super cute. So I gave his mom our podcast information so that hopefully she can find us and mm-hmm. the boys can connect. And they live in London. You know, and we're in Florida.
Yeah.
And it just really doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you meet someone that you also see that they are on their autism journey, there is an instant bond.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something there that you look out for each other and you have each other's back. And I thought that was really cool.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And so if you're listening, Lavinia, I'll give you a shout out. Her and Tyler.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was very cool. And we have been actually quite busy the past couple of weeks with some travels. The last time we recorded was right before Easter. And we went over to the Tampa area, which is like on the opposite side of the state for us. And we went to the Tampa Bay Air Show. Because Bryce is very much into aviation. You want to give any highlights from that?
We went to the Air Force Base, MacDill Air Force Base over there, and they had a lot of military aircraft. So it's different than past shows that we've been to. The other air shows that we've been to usually have civilian aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So He really liked it because they did live demonstrations. You know, there were some explosions and things, and he liked that. And he liked a lot of the aircraft that were there. I would say mostly he likes military aircraft anyway, so it was a good fit. We had a little bit of a late start, but it was, we spent all day there, and it was good.
It was good, and I'm glad we went, because the past 3 years we've gone to the Sun and Fun, or Fun and Sun, whichever way they say
Sun
it.
Sun and Fun.
There it is, over in Lakeland. And this year we were planning to do that. We weren't sure, but I'm glad we went to the Tampa Bay one, because I heard them say that they're not going to do it for another 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out well.
Yeah. And I was a little bummed because it's the 50th anniversary, I think, for the Sun and Fun. And they probably had a few extra planes there that were cool. But all in all, I think it worked out for the better.
It did. Because we had, wasn't that the weekend we had the equine competition for Bryce in Ocala? Yeah, that was last weekend. April 8th, 9th.
No.
Pretty sure about that.
We didn't go from Ocala to Tampa.
No. The Lakeland Air Show.
Oh, the Lakeland. I'm sorry. Yes. The Lakeland Air Show overlapped with his equine competition. Right. Yes, it did.
So that's another reason why we chose to go to the Tampa Bay Show. And you missed out on the 50th anniversary.
That's okay.
But
not a big deal.
I thought it was something different and nice. It was definitely smaller.
Yeah.
But it was also free. And I liked that it was on the military base. I thought it gave it a different element. So that was cool. We did that. We spent Easter with one of our dear friends over there on the Gulf Coast. And then on Monday, we took him to the Tampa Zoo. We also visited your cousin and her husband, and we had a nice visit with them. So it was a nice, like, getaway weekend. The zoo, Bryce really likes animals more and more, I think. I don't know if it's just that he has more awareness, but like he likes stuffed animals more and more because his room is filled with them. And he also enjoys going to the zoos. But the good news is he doesn't have to be there for long periods of time. So we don't have to be there for long periods of time. And with Tampa, it's kind of the same thing as SeaWorld, but with their price, we could get free admission through the end of the year. And we've been there a couple of times. So it was nice. We could do a couple of hours, see the animals that Bryce wanted to see. They just redid their water park area, so it's bigger. It was a bit nicer, and Bryce really loved it. And the one though,
it was more of a splash pad, right?
It was more of a splash pad, yep. And they have like the buckets that fill up and pour on your head. So that's an added element that he really liked, rather than just it coming up from the ground. It was, but it's not like a swim park or lazy river or any of that kind of stuff.
So what made you say that he likes zoos more now?
What made me say that he likes zoos more now? I think he showed more interest in the animals. And specifically, I noticed that he sat there and with the I say monkeys, but they're not monkeys.
Orangutans?
The ones next to the orangutans. They have a weird name that I don't know. I don't know all the primates, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
When I grew up, you knew monkeys. But anyway, they were very entertaining. Mm-hmm. And there were three of them that were swinging up high, and then they were walking across the thing. And they were very, very active that day. And he sat there, I would say we were there at least 15 to 20 minutes. And he wanted to stay and see them do more things. To me, that's, if that keeps his attention that long and you're not electronic, that's a pretty good thing for Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me happy. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like each time we go, he has more interest in the animals. His attention span gets longer and he's more familiar with the animals. So he asks for specific ones, and he's learned through school what areas of the world they're in. So he likes that too. He's drawn more to the African animals, which I am too. But he wanted to see alligators. He wanted to see, mm-hmm. He liked the Australian animals. And so, the tiger wasn't there. He does like the tiger. I think he likes the looks of it and the roar. But no, I think the fact that he sat there for what I'll call monkeys for that long, Don't you think that's like a big improvement for him? And that was just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean,
usually it's...
I was curious.
Yeah, because in past visits, unless he's feeding them or he's interacting with them in some way, he's just ready to go. And it's like, what's next? What's next? Or he's not... His mind is on to the next thing. So he loved the carousel ride, which we started with that. And it's very calming for him. He likes that up and down motion with the music. He would keep doing that if we let him, but twice was enough. The splash pad there, he really liked. And we did not dress him in splash pad clothing because we didn't realize it was there because he hadn't done that before. But we said, yeah, why not? Let him do it.
I think we had a towel in the trunk, didn't we?
We had a towel and we had an extra set of clothes because we had just finished our trip over there. So it really worked out well. And when we were leaving, he said to you, Daddy, is this like heaven? Did he say it is like heaven or this is like heaven?
I don't know. He said, I hope they have these in heaven.
Yeah. And he goes, well, do you think we'll have splash pads in heaven? And I said, if you want a splash pad in heaven, I think you just have to ask God for one. I'm sure he'll give you one. So it was really sweet. And to me, that told me that he loved that so much that he's comparing that to the best thing he can think of in his mind. So that was really a good visit, you know, there. I was very happy with that. And anyway, so that was good. I think you had already finished school. Did you? Did you not?
Close.
It was close, right around that time. So he's finished fourth grade. We're going into fifth. So he's kind of on a break right now, and he's just doing a few things with me. But you two are on a break, which is nice. And then it worked out well because we had such a short week because we came home on Monday, and then we turned around Thursday to go up to Ocala for the night because he had Special Olympics equestrian competition the following morning and the next 2 days on Friday and Saturday. So that was really nice. We had never been to the World Equestrian Center before. Very posh.
Yeah, it was big.
And they actually had a brand new hotel there at the property, and Special Olympics, they were extremely kind, and we were able to stay in the new hotel for that night. So it was really nice. It was great with the kids. Bryce loves riding the horse. And what did he tell you this morning about the step mount? Or was that last night that he was saying he used to be worried about the step mount? Now I heard him telling you that this morning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how the conversation started.
Well, you're talking about Michael being afraid to go into the
classroom.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure out why his best friend is afraid or scared to go into the church treehouse classroom. And I asked him, so we were running all these situations through our head, like why he might be scared. And I asked Bryce if he was ever scared in his life. And he says, well, yeah. When I was on top of the, what do you call it?
The step mount.
Step mount for the horse, which I didn't know that was the name of it.
Yeah.
And he said, when I would step up there, I would get scared, you know?
Because he's afraid he would fall.
And I didn't, he never told me that.
I know.
So it's these funny revelations that we get from him out of the blue like this. And I said, well, how did you overcome that? And how did you get through that? He says, well, I kept doing it. Yeah. And then, you know, I'm not scared of it anymore. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, that was really
good. I overheard that this morning. Really, I'm like, that was really cool. I love what he's being able to tell us now. And it's very insightful and helpful for us and helps us help him. And yeah. And we keep saying he's been in a really good place lately.
He has.
It's been a nice few weeks here.
He has.
We're taking it. It's really been a nice few weeks. So, so he had great time with the equestrian. He got, and this is another big thing. So, Bryce struggles with, like a lot of kids, he struggles with not being first. He struggles with having a healthy competitive spirit. And that's one thing that I love about Special Olympics is they make all the athletes say before each competition that they'll do their best, but if they don't win, it's okay. You know, forget how the whole mantra goes, but it's very good, and they have to say that every time. And so Bryce, this was his very first time doing this, and it's not like some of the other competitions where he was the only one in the group, and so...
He got first place.
He got first no matter what. This time, it was the real deal, and you're either going to do well or you're not, and you're going to place accordingly. And so he got sixth place for his first event, and that was the lowest number for the group when they were getting their awards. Mm-hmm. And so he did say to me, and I don't know where you were, but you missed that part that he was, oh, well, I went to go get him. And then he said, well, Cheyenne, she got more, she got better than me because she was fourth. And that's his friend. And I said, yeah, but she's done this before. You haven't. This is your first time and you still got sixth place. And they gave him a really nice ribbon that's different than the other ribbons he's received. And then he's like, yeah, this is a really nice ribbon. I said, it is. And look, it's a light green, and green's your favorite color. He's like, it is my favorite color. Oh. So, like, I was able to spin that within seconds, where before, it could have really been a lot longer than a few seconds to get him over the fact that he didn't get a medal, that he was in what looked like last place. But he really took it in stride. So great. And then,
I feel like we're in a new season with him being able to understand and not even push through things, but get through things on his own or with our help. And it's not the falling to the floor meltdown anymore. It's not, he doesn't hit himself anymore. And like I don't know. Something's changing. So
in a positive way.
He might be going through puberty.
Maturing in some ways.
He's maturing. He's got more language. He's understanding more. I don't have to threaten to take him to the hospital if he hits himself, you know.
I feel like he's making progress and being able to actually control and manage his emotions better. Which is what we have really, really, really been working on. Mm-hmm. Because even that is a big thing about accepting that and then handling his emotions. Because, I mean, we've still had a couple things. Like last week at church, he didn't get to drop the egg in whatever example it was.
Yeah, so he wants to redo it himself.
So he wants to be able to do it too. And he's still, I mean, again.
But that didn't last long.
Not very long. And we were able to get past that. Although today they brought it up again, and I wish they hadn't. Because they mentioned the egg from last week, and then Bryce raised his hand and went, oh, I want to do it. And then, you know, Mr. Duane's like, no, that was last week. And then the next thing I knew, Bryce took him a moment to stew how he wanted to
retaliate.
Channel that emotion. And I saw the sticker that they had given him for saying the positive thing that he remembered, it flew up in the air. And I was like, okay, I know what that was for. But you know what? After I went and I picked it up, kept it, and everything else was fine. And I didn't say a word. I knew that was his frustration. Like, oh, yeah, you don't let me drop the egg. But again, working through it in seconds, no harm, no foul, and we move on. And those are really positive things.
And we've been able to remove a couple of supplements from his regimen that have to do with anxiety. You know? So
we were talking about that.
Yeah.
So I feel like the more, and we did that largely in part because Bryce asked us if he could take less pills. He's like, he was starting to complain that he had too many suppies or supplements.
Yeah.
And so we looked at it again and said, what is he taking? How is it helping him? Can we wean him off? And I just think that's important because we do get questions in from parents listening, you know, to our podcast, like, well, what are you guys doing? And, you know, it's never follow our example to the T because every child is different.
Right.
Just like every adult is different and every person on earth is different.
Yeah.
But we have to watch and manage what's working for him now versus does he have... Does he still need that or does he not need that?
Right. And I'm always looking really good to reduce whatever he's on.
Sure.
You know? So it's just...
Well, we do it for him. We do it for our bottom line. We do it for a lot of reasons. But
some of them are expensive.
I know. But anyway, so that's been really good. And then I mentioned we went to SeaWorld and then he did basketball. And he did get a medal for that. But here's the funny thing that I... This is just Bryce and how he thinks, and he cracks me up. So this is a regional competition. And so normally he gets a ribbon, but this time they gave him a medal, but it was smaller than the medal that he received at state. So last night we had our friends over and we're like, tell them what
last year.
Yeah, state last year. So the friends came over and we're like, tell him, Bryce, what you did today. And then he told him, and he's like, I won a medal. And so I said, let's show him. And I started to go to the room, and he didn't want me to go get it. But I went in with him because I knew he might not know where I had put it. So I went, and he goes, Mommy, let's make it look better. Give him the bigger one from last
seriously,
year.
I am
seriously.
You didn't tell me that.
Yes. And I go, Bryce, you are not going to do that. That's okay. This is a good one, too. And then if you get another one, you can tell him. But yeah, he totally wanted to like make it look better. So he totally noticed the size of the medal. But I thought that was pretty hilarious. And I love that. So we came out with the right one and we showed him. It was good. But Bryce does say some funny things. I'll share this one, then we'll get to some other stuff. But one of the funny things he said when we were in Tampa kind of has to do with the fact that we have Bryce, we record him singing happy birthday for, family members and special people in our world. And he's been doing this for a few years, and he used to do it with his guitar, and he's done it with his drums, and he's done it with the piano when he didn't even know how to play the notes. But then he recognized that he really wasn't playing the song. So he says, I want to learn how to play the happy birthday song. So this past month, in March, he learned how to play the happy birthday song. So now he can actually play happy birthday and sing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last few songs that we've done for family and friends has been that. So we were at a restaurant with our friends, and the waitress just mentioned that it was her birthday. And Bryce goes, oh, I can sing you a song. Oh, wait, I can't. I don't have a grand piano. And he was dead serious because without a grand piano, he cannot sing you happy birthday.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was really cute. So.
The funny thing he said tonight at dinner was, he says, Daddy, when are you going on a walk with your earbuds again?
Out of the blue.
Right out of the blue. And we're eating dinner. I said, I don't know, Bryce. He's like, well, when are you going to go? Like, he's persistent.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. When should I go? He's like, well, you should go right now. I said, well, I'm eating dinner. I have to eat my dinner first, you know. And he had just got back from the open gym for gymnastics. So it's an hour that for special needs kids, they open up the gym and they can go have fun doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
So he had just returned from that. And he knows on our upcoming trip, we're going camping for one night and we're going on a hike somewhere. And so he said, well, you got to go right now. I said, well, I'm eating my dinner. Why do I need to go right now? He's like, well,
He goes, go after dinner.
Yeah, go after dinner. Why do I need to go right away? He says, well, I already got my exercise. You need your exercise for our hike that we're going to go on.
I'm like, and your son's telling you, you better get in shape for your hike.
He's like, are we going to go all the way to the top of the mountain again? And I said, well, I don't know. I don't know what the trail is going to be. So,
that was so cute.
It was funny. Like, he wouldn't tell me.
No, and I knew when he was saying that, I'm like, he's got an angle here.
Right,
but
where's this coming from?
Wasn't sure what the angle was, but then he told us, which was great. Bryce always has an angle. So, that was great. So, a couple of other things that I have here. First, I'll talk about this tool that I printed out. So, this is someone who reached out to us through our email. And he was wanting to be a guest, but we don't have guests on here. So, I explained that and I said, I don't know if normally, if somebody reaches out to us, they'll send us a book or they'll send us something and then we can review it. And he said, well, I happen to have a tool. It's called my stress book. It's a PDF form. And he has that available for $19 that he sells to people, his clients and stuff, and he sent me a sample of it. And I really like it. And I'll put the gentleman's name in there, and I'll find out if he has I'll get the link where you can actually download it if you wish. But his name is Mitchell Lepicello. I hope I said that right, Mitchell. And so anyway, it's several pages. I'm a journaler, and I like visual tools. So it probably, you and I are different in that way.
I like that too. I like visual tools.
Yeah, because you don't journal like nearly as much as I do.
I don't journal at all.
That would be why you don't journal as nearly as much as I do. But I like writing things down. I find it helpful for me, like processing my thoughts out. That's probably why I journal. It's been very healthy for me, actually.
Well, women have a lot more thoughts than men.
Men journal too. Nick Foles, one of your favorite quarterbacks, big time journaler. Just want to put that out there.
Who's got time for that?
Nick Foles, apparently. So anyway, it talks about any kind of feelings that can trigger stress. And then it's got some pillars to regulate your stress, like with a healthy diet, with sleep, with movement and exercise, as Bryce wants you to do. Mm-hmm. Different things like that. And then, I know, you can hear rustling papers. My apologies.
That's okay.
There's a stress rating scale to kind of help
10.
You know if you're low, medium, or high stressed and where you're feeling.
It's color-coded, green to yellow, you can see to it. Orange to red.
So you kind of put where you're at. And then there are self-calming strategies. So it gives you some ideas of what they could be. I don't want to give it all away, but, you know, listening to music or going outdoor games and stuff or reading. Or you can make a list of other things because we should each know what our self-calming strategies are.
So this is stress in general?
Mm-hmm. So
you have to identify what the stress is.
Yeah.
And then he gives you
and
tools.
And your level.
And the level, and then he gives you tools to bring the level down.
Yeah. So, like, you could put what your stressful situation is, you rate it, and then really what's your plan for that? You know, okay,
right.
You've identified it. Now, what are you going to do with it?
Always have a plan.
Always have a plan. And I think identifying it is probably part of the problem because often we feel overwhelmed, but do we really know what the root of it is? Normally, we know the symptoms, and we don't know the root.
This
and I think you
got
to dig it down.
Tool to go over with your child, like before you go into a stressful situation. So, if you know there's going to be a trigger, okay, let's write it down. What is the on that other sheet that you had?
Which one?
I don't know. It where you write the stress point, and then you give it a grade, and then what are you going to do? Right?
Yeah. So he had an example. Hearing people laugh in a high-pitched tone creates stress, mm-hmm. and they rate it as a 4. Well, then what's your plan? To get permission or make a plan to remove myself from that situation for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. or to use noise cancellation device, which mm-hmm. we have that with Bryce because mm-hmm. we've identified that, right? But trying to figure that out, and I think this is a great tool to use for your child. In reality, it's a great tool to use for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As the parent who deals with a lot of stress, I think sometimes we focus so much on helping our children that we don't focus enough on ourselves. But having said that, I'll go there in a moment. And then stress at home. If it's stressful to get ready in the morning, then how can you prepare? Like maybe put some things together at night. You know what your stress points are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what they are, you should start thinking about it. And then he has a stress tracker. So then you can put smiley faces or, different expressions for the month. So you know each day of the month. It's got circles there. And then you can identify
what your stress level day. Was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of good tracking, to give you some history. Then there's stress at work. So this would be, if you're doing it for your child and they're not old enough to work, but maybe it's when they work at therapies or they work at places. You can figure it out. But again, for the adults, stressing at work, what's triggering it? And then there's stress at school and identifying where the stress points are. So I think it's a great tool to have. I think it's all about if it gets used or not, if you find the value in it. But I would think that it would be worth it personally. And I think it would be helpful if it was used. And speaking of like taking care of ourselves, I'm trying to do that more. So, I did just leave my full-time job, and that will take my stress level down quite a bit. It's taken me a couple weeks to decompress from that, but I'm starting to feel that relief now from that. And I'm not even worried about what's next. I'm just kind of taking this in, but I still can have some stress points, obviously, you know. And then we've been traveling a lot, and while I enjoy that, it can make me feel stressed if I feel like I'm getting behind at home, or if I feel like I'm not getting things done that in my mind I think need to get done, or I'm kind of out of my own routine, right? So today we came home after church, and I asked you what you wanted to do, and I wanted to see if it involved me, and it didn't. And I asked Bryce what he wanted to do to see if it involved me, and it didn't. So I thought, well, then I know what I want to do, and it did involve me. And I said, well, then I'm going to go and get a pedicure. And so I did. And then when I got there, I said to the girl, I said, do you have one that is extra massage time? And they did. And actually, it was with hot stones. I like heat, personally. I've never had my legs so heated, but it was great for me. And I reclined and I used the chair. And then I took I intentionally knew that I wanted to go and just relax. I put my earbuds in. I played some Christian worship music that I really like, because it's Sunday and I really wanted to be in that frame of mind today. And that de-stresses me. So I had my music. I had my legs and feet being pampered. I had heat. I had a massage chair that was reclined. My eyes were closed. She knew. She said, I'll just tap your foot when I need you to move them. I'm like, perfect. So it was an hour of bliss for me, you know, that I took care of myself. And money wasn't a stress point because I've set that aside. I planned so that when I feel a need for this, it is set aside. It's not a worry. It's truly just, wow, I can go and take care of myself. And will I do that part often? No, but I was thinking to myself, man, Stan, that's something you should do for yourself every few months, at least a couple times a year, because it's good for us, you know? And I think it's great that you and Bryce are going camping. I think that's definitely a stress reliever for you to get out in nature. And Bryce is right that if you go and walk with your earbuds, that's another good stress reliever, you know, and reduces stress. That's proven when we walk and stuff. So I know you're doing some things to take care of yourself, which is great. I'm doing some things to take care of myself. I think sometimes it appears that we're doing so much for Bryce that we don't have time for ourselves, but we do. And we've been much better about that, like carving out time to read books, and even you and I to have time together. And I think that's always probably the most challenging one, because we're trying to make time, individual time for ourselves, or like what I just described, I have this project to do, I have this to do, and we forget to put ourselves as the higher priority, and we got to keep working on that. But I think it's going to be the same thing, and I have this book about like planning activities together. I think if we plan better, we'll do better in that department. Like figuring out what are good date ideas. Not that even necessarily cost a lot of money. There's a lot of free things we can do. Or we could go play pickleball, or we like racquetball too, you know, or I don't know. I just want to look back at those kind of things again, to where you take care of each other, yourselves individually. You take care of your child, of course, but we got to take care of ourselves as a couple, and more than just a dinner. I think that's what happens, is we feel like we don't want to leave Bryce with somebody longer than 3 hours. How do you feel about that? Don't you think that kind of factors in?
Well,
because we don't leave him, it seems like, for more than 3 hours.
Well, if you think about it, like when you were working full time, you get home from work, or, you know, it's a dinner date. So we do go to dinner and we get to talk. But by the time dinner's done,
I know
you're tired. It's dark outside.
Well, we have to get ready for the next day. Get him home for a bath and the next routine.
So there's not much wiggle room for other activities unless you schedule them in, you know?
That's what I'm thinking. And we've been traveling so much on Saturdays, and that has been a lot for him. And you work as well. But I think with you being part-time and my schedule changing, then hopefully we'll be able to pencil in some afternoons where maybe we can just take him to mom's.
I know your voice is giving out.
So anyway, what I was trying to say before I got a little messed up there was that I believe this new schedule is going to be better for us because it'll have more flexibility. And then maybe we can even do like a movie matinee or something in the afternoon, that the 3 to 4 hours that we take, he can go to mom's, which is great. Mm-hmm. But we can be doing something besides eating and talking over dinner. Mm-hmm. And that'll be great. So anyway, I'm very excited about this new season. And I'm super happy that God has allowed us to have it and that we were able to plan accordingly. And
yeah, we planned for you to take a break from work.
We did.
And so we're waiting and watching and seeing what God says.
What's our next season?
You know, we had our photography business together. Before that, I worked at the Ford dealership. Now it's getting me.
Your turn.
So then we went into photography, and then you went full-time, and I went part-time.
Well, we've just been making it work, but
yeah,
it's time to change. I think like Bryce needs me more, which is what I've said. You need me more. And really, I just feel like as I get older, I want to be able to give back more of the wisdom and knowledge that I've, you know, gained through all of my experiences in life. And I'm looking for a job that allows me to do that and opportunities to do that. That's where I feel like I'm at in this new season. So I definitely feel drawn to our autism and special needs community. And my eyes and ears and heart are open as to what we can do to help them, you know, and still provide for our family. But if God's in it, he'll take care of us. So I'm really not sweating it. Right now, I'm just kind of enjoying having some time to
regroup.
And it's been nice. And so having said that, I hadn't really had a chance to do much with the book that we wrote, except a little bit of social media and then, of course, people that we know. But on this trip that we're going on, I have a few bookstores that we're going to call on and that we're going to leave some copies with. So I'm excited about that. I'm definitely getting educated as to how bookstores work. And I really feel like our book is a great fit for Christian bookstores. So if we have any listeners out there who have connections with Christian bookstores that you want to message us, like any leads, it would be very much appreciated because we know that God laid it on our hearts to share our story, and we're going to need help from others to help share that story. So I wanted to put that out there. And what else was I working on? Oh, yeah. There's some other things that I'm kind of kicking around, but I won't go there yet. So it's been kind of an exciting time for me because I'm just like, oh, what's going to come of this? And I'm trying to filter out, like, is this God speaking to me, or is this my mind just speaking to me, you know? But we'll figure it out. It's all going to be good. One other thing that I printed out to talk about today, and I don't know how far you want to go into this, but you sent me an email and said, check this out. I think this is Bryce. And it was a article that someone wrote called Living with Misophonia. So I would like you to elaborate a little bit, if you remember, why you sent that to me, why you think Bryce may have misophonia.
Yeah. Well, at first, you know, with his hearing sensitivity, we thought it might have been hyperacusis, right? And the ear doctor said, no, it's...
That's physical pain, right?
Hyperacusis,
because that's what he was checking for, to see if it like physically hurt him.
But then I came across this misophonia, misophonia, and I thought, wow, this fits him more than the hyperacusis, and it, you know, it describes it more. So if you have a child that's sensitive to hearing, you might look that up. I really didn't look far into it because I've been busy.
Oh, is that why you kicked it to me?
Yeah, since you're off work nowadays.
I kind of sense that.
Like, I've been kicking things over
to you. Can I just say
you.
That I have more emails from Chris Coulter in my email box than ever?
Yep, I'm like, she's got time to look at this, so I'm going to kick it over to you. So anyway, I don't know that there's any... there's no miracle cure for this. It just describes what he has.
I was curious what you were really thinking. And sometimes I like to bring things on the podcast to keep a fresh, real conversation. So it's not just us repeating things we've already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read this, it was saying some interesting facts about it are that common triggers include oral sounds. The examples they gave were like loud breathing, chewing, swallowing, clicking sounds like a keyboard tapping, finger tapping, windshield wipers, and then sounds associated with movement like swishing. I can't say that any of those apply to Bryce.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what I saw. But the baby making sounds.
Now, the baby making sounds fit very much. And the mimicking, like you want to mimic it.
Yes, he does want to
and
mimic.
And she mentioned that. And I thought, now that is Bryce, for sure.
Yeah.
And then it just says, the more familiar you are with the person, the more likely you are to be angry about the noises. So I remember when we did go to that doctor to have Bryce's hearing studied, he was talking about one of his clients that she got really angry when she heard her dad chew. Like, and that's why they were there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that probably was more about that. But I do think that Bryce has a definite sensitivity. It also said here that a recent study found that elevated autistic traits in participants of their misophonia study, especially the autism-related traits of sensory sensitivity and emotional dysregulation. So those things apply to Bryce. He's got definitely the sensory sensitivity. And we are talking about the emotional dysregulation, where he has a hard time managing his emotions when he hears things he doesn't want to hear.
Yeah.
Right?
Like he's explained to us before that he has no control over his immediate reaction to some things. Like his brain tells him to do something and he does it. And he can't stop himself. So it's kind of like related to stimming. You know, when they're excited, they flap. It's an overwhelming sensation that's very hard to control.
Yeah. And excuse me. And I would say for Bryce specifically, what I have found is if he hears a sound that was a loud, unexpected sound of some sort, then he associates that with... wherever it happened to him, it's hard for him to get past that. So like the crying babies happened at therapy, a different therapy place. And then he went to a new therapy place and that fear transferred from the one location to the next. The little boy that we see each time we go to therapy, him and Bryce play together now. Bryce actually will ask to play with him now, which is great. And he does not cry like he was in the beginning because he's matured. He may have just started, but we've also worked really hard with Bryce to help him understand that when children are crying,
right,
or babies are crying,
that's
because he's sad or something. But Bryce will still have a fear of going into the therapy place without headphones. So when we talked about that in the last episode, he was so afraid because he's just afraid that it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to feel that all over again. So he's not past that.
It's like going into a room with a balloon. You know, it's the fear. Okay, it could pop. That's it. It could happen all over again.
whistles if he knows there's a place. But I have to say, he'll go. Okay, so we went to the gym yesterday for basketball competition. The question he asked me was, "Mommy, where are the speakers?" Because he wanted to know where the noises would be coming from. And I looked around and I'm like, that's a great question. I don't see any. I think they have a speaker over there on the table. And they did. And we were far away from it. But I would have not even thought to go in there and look for speakers, right? But Bryce is going in there and he's checking out his surroundings. And he's trying to, in his mind, identify if this is a safe space or not. Mm-hmm. And that's how he thinks. But the great news is he's able to communicate that to us now. Where before, we were lost. We didn't even know he was thinking those things. If he did get upset, we wouldn't know exactly why he was getting upset. We'd have to be detectives again and figure out the clues. And so, yeah, it's we're really grateful. And the reason why I share these things on the podcast, too, is not so that other parents will be upset that, man, I wish my child was doing as well as Bryce is doing. Because, you know, there's no comparison here. I was listening to something the other day and they said,
comparison is the thief of joy.
Comparison is the thief of joy. We just share. We don't compare. But I do believe that I find hope and encouragement when I see people on the autism spectrum that are older, further along on their journey than Bryce, that are doing things that I'm still not sure he's going to be able to do. And hopefully, in turn, those who are earlier on their journey or maybe even at the same place, because every child works at their own pace, we're here to just give encouragement that Bryce is still progressing and we still have a long ways to go, but things are getting easier in some ways and we see improvement and celebrate those improvements, you know. My niece is going through a really difficult time. I had mentioned that her baby was born in October and is in the NICU, and he still is. And he'll be 6 months old on the 23rd of this month. And she's going through a lot, her and her husband, you know, and their family. And, you know, I'm trying to give her a lot of encouragement too, because her child's going to have special needs, and we have no idea how his life is going to play out. But God knows, and God created him, and we are people of faith. And without our faith and trust in the Lord, you and I wouldn't be here having this conversation for a podcast. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure about that. And I don't even know where we'd be on our walk with Bryce. I don't know where we'd be in our marriage. I don't know where we would be in life if we didn't have that and other supports to get us through this journey. So we just want to be one of those supports that helps families.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I got to say about that.
That's all you got to say about that.
Do you want
to
bring Bryce in for anything today?
No, I think he's content where he's at.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, then we can wrap this one up. Coulter?
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, I think I have one last funny thing to share that Bryce said, because, you know, we share. And he's funny. Okay, so the last thing here, and then we'll wrap up. Bryce, okay, I am a big time hot bath kind of girl, and somebody had given me a tube of salts, and it had some other things in it too to put in the bath.
I think it was like dried flower petals or something.
So, all right, I did it. I poured it in there because I thought I'll do something nice and relaxing for myself, and it left quite a bit of a mess in the tub. It did. And so it was Bryce's turn to go take the bath, and the water had just drained. So he's like, what is all this? So I went in there and I went to go clean it out. And he says to you, why do girls do that? This is what I wrote down in scroll. Why do girls do that? And you said, do what? And you go, put junk in the tub. Oh gosh, you never know what's going to come out of him.
No.
So I'm like, well, we're just girls, Bryce, and then we clean it up. But anyway, yeah.
That's funny.
He was kind of, why do girls do that? Put junk in the tub.
He's cluing in on the differences.
He is. It was really cute. All right. Well, on that note, let's wrap up. We'll be back after our vacation.
Yep.
So I'm going to say we probably be back. It'll be a couple weeks. We'll be back in May. Yeah. But we hope.
May, yeah.
Yeah. I know. When we get back. Isn't that crazy? Hmm. So anyway, we'll be back soon. And till then, we just pray that the Lord will put his shine his light upon you and angels of protection around you. And we wish you all the best on your autism journeys.
That's a good ending right there.
All right.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye.